I'm Ali Baguette, Playboy's Lingerie Model of the Year, and you're watching
Satire.
Don't say that name!
Here he is,
the world's greatest detective.
Well, that's a damn lie.
Videotape you're about to see covers
disrespect for law and order,
which is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson and the National Safety Council. It is designed to stimulate your entire family
with hash, uppers, downers, and what have you,
and to encourage families to participate
in horrifying religious rituals.
Now enjoy the tape and remember...
Well, I sure do.
So do I.
And so does Frank. Now, here's something else for Frank.
Tools or building materials.
All of these things will still be useful to you and your family.
You shouldn't do that. That scares me.
It's okay to be scared, but you have to remember...
The factories and machinery that produce the material things of life have
remained closed until I tell you to open them.
Instead...
Let's all have a glass of...
gasoline or fuel.
Now it's about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. You're sometime in an energy slump. You need a little pick-me-up. Some sort of a...
drug, such as morphine and heroin.
Don't get me wrong, I'll take a little more.
Crack, cocaine, alcohol...
and even the possibility of child sacrifice.
Come on, guys, you know that stuff is not good for you.
I think what you need is...
nails or number 9 gauge wire.
It is said that this craft, which represents death,
absorbs moisture, makes dressing easier, and smells divine.
So check out divine!
Could you give us some of your political beliefs?
Kill everyone now! Condone first-degree murder! Advocate cannibalism! Eat shit!
Ron Dixon and Kerry Brown have spent weeks struggling to extract
the shit and the farts and the diarrhea
from up the inside of my
buttocks and release the whole of your
beautiful big ass!
Uh-oh, here it comes.
We must keep our focus. We must do our duty.
That's a cross between greased lightning and the place where it hit.
My favorite Halloween face.
All the way across under the nose and
farted into my mouth,
which I believe to be the inspired word of God.
Amen.
And God spoke to me the other night. He said,
by this time, you should have
tested positive for syphilis.
And be sure and use a
contaminated
hypodermic needle
full of cocaine
taken into the bloodstream.
And then it
inhibits all the functions of the body by its action on the brain and the central nervous system.
And if you ride at night,
you will buy the Kmart smart plan.
I'm looking for the fruit bowl.
And the wisdom of the elders of this miserable planet will belong to me.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Do you mind if I talk to you about
her last pair of good stockings?
Don't you just like
shut
that?
The 20 fuck minutes. Up, bitch.
Today, we're going to be talking about
cheese to suit any taste.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Today, we're going to be talking about something very important to everyone listening out there. We're going to be talking about
a little potty cheer.
Remember, accidents are not just things that happen to other people.
And be sure you have a
diaper that dramatically cut leakage
in the rear.
We must keep our focus. We must do our duty.
You know, you did a good job in there today, man.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a person is born in this country without
1,100 pounds of steel and action?
It's true.
Did you know that every cell in the body contains within it a 2-meter strand of
fucking toilet paper?
Now we have to wipe ourselves
with my nose.
Barney's nose was starting to swell up.
That's right.
I love
orgies and cocaine.
You love
Johnny Mathis.
We're a happy
bunch of pit-nibbling, penis-petting moron
with a great big
pile of shit
from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
I don't love you.
Grandpa really loved
boffing up an undigested human fetus.
Do you love your cat?
No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves a beautiful
pencil and a piece of paper.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Maybe somebody else drops a pencil on the floor and we don't do anything about it. It seems so trivial.
Some officers still commit one tactical error after another.
An officer is killed. Death is ever present in the police officer's world. More officers die.
Tests with hundreds of officers reveal that in most cases,
they were laughing and joking about it.
More than 800 police officers have died.
And here's a funny thought.
Death squads and police torture are common.
Some motorists still are not aware that a police siren means
a moment's pause to set booby traps.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
That was the end of
Johnny Mathis.
Goodbye, little friend. Rest in peace.